for Wisconsin. Our temperature is hanging out at 63 degrees this morning, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Delayed 40 minutes by technical issues, the ex-social media chat between former President Trump and Elon Musk.
Mr. Trump claimed there was an audience of 60 million when it actually peaked at 1.3.
We're going to have the largest deportation in history of this country.
Calling asylum seekers.
People that are in jail for murder and all sorts of things.
And
they're telling them, if you come back, we're going to kill you.
That's never been proven. A statement by the Harris Walls campaign called it self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class and who cannot run a live stream in the year 2024. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Democratic convention next week. Sources say former Presidents Obama and Clinton will address the delegates, as will President Trump. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton opened an investigation into CenterPoint Energy, electric utility for Houston, over its fumbled response post-Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News. It will not threaten the U.S., but Tropical Storm Ernesto has formed.
Still more than 900 miles to the east-southeast of San Juan, Puerto Rico, but it's moving fast, west at 28 miles per hour. Ernesto is going to get to that Lesser Antilles pretty quickly, the northern part of it at least. Tropical storm warnings include Puerto Rico, St. Martin, St. Vincent. We're talking about 3 to 6 inches of rain, widespread, and up to 10 locally. Then we'll turn the path to the north, and it's by Thursday that we see it becoming a hurricane, and then takes a track toward Bermuda.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z. After losing batteries for his GPS device and ending up badly off course, 60-year-old Jim the Shark Dryer ended his bid to swim 80 miles across Lake Michigan from Grand Haven to Milwaukee. A support boat fished him out last Thursday, telling him he'd been swimming north instead of west. He had 47 more miles to go instead of the 23 he figured, and the forecast was for waves up to 9 feet. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today, sunshine, then partly cloudy, a slight chance of afternoon showers, and a high of 82. Variable winds today between 1 and 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, patchy fog possible, a low of 57. Clouds gradually increasing Wednesday at a high of 82. Showers likely by midnight, Wednesday night, possibly a thunderstorm and a low of 63. Thursday, 77, mostly cloudy and muggy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Friday, 76, with again some off and on showers possible. Yesterday it was 81 here at the studios. This morning we rise and shine with a temperature of 63 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today. And we welcome you along to Tuesday, the 13th of August.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly
We start the day in a positive way with the Forrester Sisters and Rock of Ages. Before that, our national anthem sung and performed by Pat Boone. Here we are together again, friends. Yours truly, Phil Nee, all the way from Sextonville International. As we roll in this morning and get you going on primary election day, it's the 13th of August. Polls will open at 7 o'clock today and be open until 8 this evening. It is 63 degrees at WRCO Studios. Info on the sports world coming up as well in about 10 minutes or so. The Brewers suffered a loss to the always tough Dodgers last evening. They'll try to bounce back tonight. Here's Vince Gill as we start the chores officially today.
You never miss your mark. Baby, always you fail.
Ricky Skaggs, and I'm tired. Indeed, it is 5:14 here on this Tuesday morning. We remind you the Friends of Blue River will host a farmer's market today in the Blue River Park near the gazebo. The market going on today from 4 until 7. Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club will be meeting coming up tonight from 6:30 until 8. Meetings held at Eagle School in Classroom 2. For more information or a Zoom link, call 608-604-7743. And the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 next business meeting will be coming up today at the American Legion Post Hall. That starts at 6:30 tonight with comradeship, and business meeting starting at 7. All VFW Post's 2267 members are welcome, and those who feel they may be eligible to join are also encouraged to attend. Those reminders from our community calendar today. 63 at WRCO Studios. Well, let's check out the weather in Phoenix today.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call, but she'll just hear that phone keep on
Campbell on WRCO Radio, and by the time I get to Phoenix, it will be hot. Yes, I just looked up the temperature for Phoenix right now at 92. I thought, well, that must be what they're saying for the daytime high. No. Excessive heat. Severe heat expected in the Phoenix area today with a high of 107. Yes, so it would be a little hot under the collar if you were heading to Phoenix today. It is 63 right now. Good morning from Richland Center, Wisconsin. A look at sports is next.
Both calves and fleshy slaughter cows were steady, with the thin, poor-yielding cows weaker at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $655, crossbred calves up to $800 and down. The fleshy beef cows sold from $136 to $147, with the thinner cows $98 to $129. Bulls, $128 to $157. We marketed 147 head of cattle at our last feeder sale. Holstein steers range from $160 to $245, beef steers $220 to $310, and beef heifers $2 to $250. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, August 16th. If you have dairy, feeder, or slaughter cattle to sell, consider Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Darren Colton or Jim will do their best to get you the top dollar for your livestock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Mookie Betts homered and drove in three runs to mark his return from a broken left hand. Shohei Ohtani also went deep, and the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 5-2. Clayton Kershaw struck out six in his first win this season, allowing one run over five and two-thirds innings as the Dodgers took the opener of a four-game series against the National League division leaders. Betts went 2-for-4 with a two-run home run and an RBI in his first game since going on the injured list in mid-June. Ohtani hit a 424-foot drive to left center in the fifth inning. The same two teams play tonight, game number two of the four-game series. Cincinnati beat the Cardinals 6-1, Arizona 5-2 over their, 5-4 over Colorado, San Diego 2 and Pittsburgh 1, Atlanta 1-0 over San Francisco. In the American League, Houston 6, Tampa Bay 1, Minnesota 8-3 over Kansas City, Boston 5, Texas 4. The White Sox beat the Yankees 12-2 and Toronto over the Angels 4-2. Cleveland beat the Cubs. That final score was 9-8. That's an update on scores and sports this morning.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
A good morning to you on a Tuesday morning. It is time to really get serious with the aerobic polka. Here we go.
Still the barrel runs dry. Let's
Hans Mueller and the band, and let's have a party. Of course, a polka party. Is there any other kind? Well, we have some good stuff going your way today. Some info to get you in the know. Trivia a little bit later on. We'll be giving you chances to win tickets for the upcoming Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show in Baraboo this very weekend. It's always a great time and should be another awesome year for that. And the forecast, not too bad for this weekend for that event in Baraboo, with temperatures in the upper 70s to near 80 and not much of a chance of rain until sometime early Friday morning, and then it's pretty clear for the weekend. So we should be set to go for the many events going on in Southwest Wisconsin this weekend. 5:24 the time. Here's Mary Kay Place with Willie Nelson.
I got a real important job in a large office building, riding people in an elevator. I drive a 57 Chevrolet, busted taillight, burned out valves, and a leaky radiator. And I wear a $20 suit that I bought from JCPenney's back in 1962. But I've got something to brag about, something to brag about, something to brag about in you.
Get high on the town, and all my rowdy friends have settled down, and I think I know what my father meant when he sang about a lost highway. And old George Jones, I'm glad to see, is finally getting straight. Get drunk and get loud, and all my rowdy friends have settled down. Thank you.
to get high on the town. And all my rowdy friends have settled down. Yeah, I think I know what my father meant when he sang about a lost highway. And Johnny Cash don't act like he did back in 68. To get drunk and get loud. And all my rowdy friends have settled down. Yeah, me and my rowdy friends done routed on down.
Hank Jr. on the Light in the Milk House Show. We're headed toward 82 later on with a slight chance of afternoon showers. Today, right now in Richland Center, it is 63 degrees at 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Crop conditions and projections are out. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn has the home field advantage with rigorous local testing to give you a winning season. Pioneer brand corn, your best year starts here. Favorable weather had national corn and soybean condition ratings holding steady over the past week. 67% of U.S. corn is in good to excellent condition as of Sunday. 68% of the soybeans good to excellent. In Wisconsin, crops are improving with the favorable weather. 84% of the corn now silking with 36% in the dough stage and 5% in the dent stage. 63% of Wisconsin's corn is rated good to excellent. 88% of soybeans are blooming, 66% setting pods, 62% of the soybeans are in good to excellent shape. 95% of the oats are coloring, with 58% of the oats already harvested. Winter wheat harvest now 94% finished. Second cutting of alfalfa is nearly done, third cutting 68% done, and the fourth cutting, for those lucky enough to have a fourth cutting, 5% done. The potato harvest is 17% finished. USDA has trimmed its expectations for pork and turkey production while raising projections for beef, broilers, and eggs. Beef projection now seen at 26.7 billion pounds, up 81 million from July, with an average steer price of 188.11 per hundredweight. Pork estimated at 28 billion pounds, down 91 million. The average barrel and gilt price, 59.38 per hundredweight. Broilers are projected at 46.9 billion pounds. That's up 96 million. Average price, 128 per pound. Turkey production, 5.1 billion pounds, down 99 million. Average price, 94.2 cents per pound. The leader of a banking organization says cash flow is tight for most farmers, and some are concerned about their balance sheets and high operating costs with low commodity prices. Rose Oswald Poles with the Wisconsin Bankers Association tells Brownfield she wouldn't call this a full recession, but ag and other sectors of the economy are definitely showing signs of strain. She is optimistic interest rates will be cut yet this year.
I do think the signs are pointing to potentially two cuts this year, which, you know, doesn't always translate immediately into relief with your borrowers, but, you know, those refinancing conversations will certainly start once rates begin to lower.
And once the feds do lower the interest rate, Oswald Pohl says the local banks can start considering lower rates for their customers.
You know, at the most, someone would have to wait is a year or less to be able to reprice their debt. And again, depending on the situation, that could certainly happen sooner.
Oswald Pohl says it's usually not long after the Fed makes a change that the local banks also make a rate change. I'm Larry Lee. Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tim's Auction Realty. With sales results and upcoming events last week, large squares stopped at $200 a ton and large rounds stopped at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Walt Matthews Equipment Online Only Auction, which includes a nice line of tractors, trucks, hay equipment, trailers, and more, ending August 14th at 6 p.m. Soft close. For more information, call 608-723-4020 or to view, go to www.timsauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchie Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
A slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity had a typically quiet start to the week. Show lists are mixed, higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. At the mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were $2 to $6 higher. Steer cows were $10 higher on a light test. Feeder heifers were steady to $4 higher, and heifer calves were $7 to $10 higher. The USDA says demand was good and quality was plain to average. Sales have recovered nicely following the sharp downturn last week. Receipts were up on the week and down on the year. Medium and large one feeder steer, 703 to 740 pounds, brought 250 to 26250. Feeder steer, 754 to 788 pounds, brought 244.50 to $259. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 550 to 586 pounds, brought 255 to $278. Box beef closed sharply higher and higher on strong demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up $3.12 at $315.83. Select closed $1.58 higher at $300.17. Estimated cattle slaughter was 112,000 head, down 7,000 on the weekend, down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors just weren't aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the week. Prices reflected that. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Overall, demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been relatively strong, and that's helping provide some price support. But domestic demand has struggled, creating some uncertainty in the market. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.05 with a weighted average of $82.48. Both the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt had no comparison Monday with weighted averages of $83. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed higher, up $1.61 at $100.27. Bellies were sharply higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, up 72,000 on the week and up about 17,000 on the year. And at the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of the week's direct business. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed as the market continues to digest the possibilities for both short-term and long-term demand. I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. on. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady to two higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower and corn was higher in adjustments to new crop U.S. ending stocks. September beans are 17 and a half lower at 971 and a quarter. November is down 16 and a half at 986. September corn was up 6 and a half at 383 and a quarter. December was 6 and a half higher at 401 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of this week's direct trade. October live was down 112 at 180.02. December was 65 lower at 178.95. September feeders were 210 lower at 239.50. And on near-term versus long-term demand expectations, October hogs were up 35 at 74.32. December lean was down 22 at 66.07. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
If you've made it through the summer so far without keeling over from the heat, congratulations! And stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Summer heat can kill you, literally. Farm workers are particularly vulnerable. According to Dee Jepson, a health and safety educator at The Ohio State University,
half of the deaths that happen to workers will happen on their very first day of the job. 70% occur within the worker's first week.
You can't not do the work, but, says Jepson, you can be smart about it.
What I say first and foremost, think about the schedule. Be considerate of when you can be the most productive. And if you can change and bale that straw or work livestock or do something else, rather than the heat of the day, everybody's a lot more comfortable and the safety of the animals, the safety of the workers is good.
Jepson says it's good to take rest breaks, find some shade if you can, and it's really important to stay hydrated.
A lot of times people think, I don't want to drink that much. I'll be sick. If you're really out working in this heat, every 20 minutes, drink a cup of water. You'll feel much better.
Workers who show signs of heat illness should get medical help immediately. That includes dizziness, fatigue, impaired judgment, and lack of ability to concentrate. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call today.
Urban moms learn more about nutrition and dairy farming at the Wisconsin State Fair. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. State Fair Dairy Lane board member Nicole Barlas tells Brownfield a new initiative this year was to target momfluencers, showing mothers in the Milwaukee area that have social media presence more about milk, butter, and cheese.
We brought them over to our milking demonstration area and showcased a milking demo on how to care for cows. And then we had a fair amount of people from dairy, moms ourselves, to talk with these ladies and kids and really help them better understand the dairy industry so they can take that and share it with their followers.
Barla says many of the moms had little or no previous agriculture experience, but learned a lot at the fair.
They don't know about how what goes into our cows really impacts the quality of milk and how that impacts the quality of cheeses that they're using to cook with and to taste. And then most importantly, just learning about all the hard work and care that goes into caring for our cows.
Barla says working with the Milwaukee moms was successful and they would like to expand the program for next year's state fair. Cash dairy prices were mostly higher Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was unchanged at 56 and a quarter with no sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks up 4 1/4 cents to $2 even, 2 sales recorded. Cheese barrels went up 8.5 cents to $2.09 with 2 sales recorded. Butter up 4 1/4 cents to $3.14, 17 sales recorded on the butter market, ranging from $3.13.5 to $3.14.5. Non-fat dry milk went up 1.5 cents to $1.21.5, but no sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 82 with sunshine, a slight chance of an afternoon shower. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog possible, and a low of 57. Wednesday, clouds gradually increasing and a high of 82. And Thursday, 77, mostly cloudy and muggy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Right now in Richland Center, the forecasted high for the day yesterday, we were pretty well right on, an 81-degree high. It is 63 degrees this morning. Here's Don Gibson on the Milk House Show.
The lights and the harbor don't shine for me. I'm like a lost ship adrift on the sea. Sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of heartbreak,
sea of heartbreak, heartbreak.
How did I lose you?
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, where did I?
I got those 501 blues. Another work day's over, time to go home, but no one to go home to. That whistle just blew bad news. I'll punch out, put in another long night again. Missing you, I got these 501 blues. I used to watch that old clock on the wall, wishing I could make time fly. But ever since you walked out on me, waiting time just makes me want to cry. I got these 501 blues. Another work day's over, time to go home, but no one to go home to. That whistle just blew bad news. I'll punch out and put in another long night again. Loving you, I've got these 501 blues. I could go out, find somebody new, but I'd only spoil her fun. My mind still says that it's time to love you when the clock says the work day is done. I got these 501 blues. Another work day's over, time to go home, but no one to go home to. That whistle just blew bad news. I'll punch out and put in another long night again. Missing you, I got these 501 blues.
Once more.
I got these 501 blues. Another work day's over, time to go home, but no one to go home to. That whistle just blew bad news. And I'll punch out and put in another long night again. Missing you, I got these 501 blues.
Oh man, I ain't got no place to go, no one to go to. Yes, 501.
Merle Haggard on WRCO and those 501 blues, which also was a brand of jeans back in the day, I believe. Maybe they still make them, I don't know. 501 blue jeans, I believe it was. May have some in my closet. Yeah, a lot of clothes in my closet are older than my children, that's for sure. Anyway, 8 minutes before six.
You promised you would be true. You've been putting me on since the day we met. Promises, promises, that's all I get. That's all I get. Then you promised me a ring, a wedding gown and all of them things. But I ain't seen no diamond yet. Promises, promises, that's all I get. That's all I get. Promises, promises, that's all I get. All you gave me since the day.
6 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock going on this Friday night, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers will host the Hub City Truck and Tractor Pull this Friday night. Starting at 6:30, admission is $5 for adults and free for children 12 and under. Food and drinks will be available on the grounds as well for that event coming up this weekend. And For Pete's Sake will host its 20th annual Day in the Park fundraiser Sunday at Spring Green Veterans Park. A day of music, food, and fun. The 5th annual For Pete's Sake golf outing will be held at House on the Rock Resort coming up on Friday, September 20th. More information about the day and also the golf outing can be found at forpetesake.com.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like another nice summer day shaping up. Not too hot or too cool. The winds will be light and only a small chance of a shower popping up this afternoon with a weak disturbance nearby, but they'll be very isolated in nature. Otherwise, another great day tomorrow. It'll be fairly warm as well. Turning much more humid tomorrow night into Thursday, though, as a large low-pressure system slides in from the west. This one will have plenty of moisture to work with and should bring us quite a bit of rain, maybe an inch or an inch and a half, through Thursday night. Still a few showers out there Friday, although not as heavy, and they should gradually taper off late in the day. The weekend looks primarily dry and pleasant before another weak system approaches early next week. The forecast for today, sunny early, then partly cloudy. That 20% chance of an afternoon shower, high at 82, wind variable at 1 to 5. Mostly clear tonight, patchy fog possible, low 57. Tomorrow the clouds gradually increase with a high of 82. Wednesday night showers likely by midnight, maybe a thunderstorm, low 63. Thursday mostly cloudy and muggy with occasional showers and thunderstorms, high at 77. Heading into Friday, still cloudy and humid, off and on showers expected, tapering off by evening, low 63 with a high of 76. Saturday a mix of clouds and sun. Low 59, high 79. Sunday partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s, high near 80. And Monday partly cloudy, low 58 with a high of 80. A slight chance of a shower at night. So again for today, expect plenty of sunshine, a few clouds in the afternoon with a slight chance of an afternoon shower, high near 82. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
We hit a high of 81 yesterday here at the studios. The record high, 96, was established in 1944. The record low, 36, in 1964. Last year's high, 72, and the low, 58. Sunset will happen at 8 minutes after 8, coming up this evening. The morning sunrise time this morning will be at 4 minutes after 6. The forecasted high of yesterday, low 80s. Again, overnight lows fairly cool. Right now we're at 56 degrees with light fog. The air is calm. Barometer is at 30.13. 93% humidity and no precipitation today. 63 was the high so far this morning. Again, it is 56 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by